everybody. Welcome to a little MLC after show, NLO makeup show. I've got the lights down low in my van because I'm very high and shall be continuing to get higher throughout the show. Sorry, dead mom. Sorry, dead dad. Sorry, Joey C's dead daughter. That's right. That's right. Are you talking about my wife? Look at that autofocus having trouble with the lighting in here. It's like, what? No, just kidding. I think this camera's fucked. We're going to have to get a whole new setup in here. Look at this thing searching. Figure it out. Follow my finger. Follow my finger. Focus. Good boy. And it's immediately going to go. It can't handle the low light. I got to turn my brightness of my screen up so it can see me, but then it's harshing my buzz. Ugh. Good day, everybody. Welcome. I hope Kevin Brennan can figure out how to watch this, although this will be staying up. Oh, it's still struggling. Even the brightness increase doesn't. You know what? I think I knocked it. I think it's fucked. You okay, feller? I think the lens might be a shit canned. Anyway, oh boy. Melton, I'm bummed KB took you too serious when you told him not to send Joey C the link. That would have been a fantastic encounter. Agree to disagree. This man makes fun of my family, my wife, my children, my grandpapa. My grandfather was a World War II veteran, and if you talk shit about him, I will come to your house. My wife, it's not like she wasn't getting canoed out before I met her. Still hurts. Every time she comes home and she lays down in her bed, even when she leaves, her pillow smells like ranch. Or Thousand Island. And I gotta imagine that at least some of those islands are come. Go get a pulled pork. Fuck it. Never really looked at it that way. When are we gonna bust out that smoker again? I heard Joey C is working on getting Rick for his next show. First of all, that's fucked. I don't know if Rick would do that. Oh, and that's Sam Adams. What a nice guy. Sam Adams had a bunch of money charged, but you know, Sam Adams gave hundreds in Super Chats Friday night. And I guess had them charged back. Some of them charged back. And he reached out the next day. Like, I'll send you the ones that didn't go through. And then he did. And I think he sent more. More than he had to. More than he originally did. You're a good egg, Melton. I'm not entirely convinced of that. I'm very selfish. I'm just like the rest of you. I'm decent. I don't intentionally want to cause pain to people like Joey C does. Fucking asshole. He burned a VHS tape of your hit comedy album. He better not have. Those are actually collectors. Memorabilia. And Justin Kimball, you know, I thought we were cool, but these remarks to KB have gone way too far. And Justin Kimball always reminds me to check the voice AI, because Justin Kimball is one of the guys who's doing the voice AIs. You'll always know the prize is in disguise when the man eats the fries. And where's Jared? Is Jared dead yet? Dare to dream. Am I right, everybody? Welcome to the Nobody Likes Onions program. I'm your host, Patrick, a mentally ill, middle-aged man hurling himself at an ever-changing internet community and asking them to just love me as a human, touch me as a small boy, and burp me like a baby. Okay? Any plans to fix the onion? I don't know what we're gonna do. I don't know what we're gonna do. And it's nice that Samuel Adams did that because, you know, it's the end of the month. Today's the last day of the month. This is my make it or break it day for the month. And the internet went out today. So my earning potential has gone. But I'm here with you. I don't give a shit. We're gonna party. If you don't like off-the-cuff, silly, mean stuff, get out. If you don't like watching a fat, red, angry man, super high on a bong, coughing and wheezing, potentially pouring enough liquor to get a donkey sick, depending on the number of convincing chats about it, then you should tune out now. If you're into that kind of thing, then stick around. And of course, we have a phone number. Can I stick you to the chat? Somebody type our phone number and then I'll stick you. 323-825-4990. 323-825-4990. It's open lines after MLC. I'm fully willing to hear about how much I suck. And I'm also willing to hear about how much I rule. And people who want to suck my dick and tell me I rule go straight to the front. That is a fact.
Good morning, everybody. I caught drift of a members-only show on Friday night where Patrick reviewed my anti-bullying movie starring me and Cool Cat. Can't forget the scene-stealing kid Butch. You know it's never cool to bully someone, you know. Sending mean texts telling people they have small whiners. Joey, EC, please take my advice. Be kind, be gentle, lose the hate in your heart, and maybe, just maybe, you could fuck a cat one day, too. Ow.
Could you actually do it, though? Addicted to Ubiquity, you fucking asshole. That's our way old phone number. I don't mind you being an asshole, but just follow it up with the helpful one without me having to ask, you know? We get it. You're autistic. You remember our old phone number. Can everybody... Don't make me work for it tonight. You know, don't make me have to put on Casey Armstrong and just make fun of him. Glasses suck, just don't see melt. No, I had my contacts in today. I'm trying to use them up. I need to go get a new prescription, and I don't really wear contacts that often. 323-825-4990. I don't see it anywhere. Somebody said they typed it, but I don't see it. Maybe all the chats don't appear to me, too. You know that? Like, I'm on the right tab. Patty is wearing guyliner. Can you imagine? He looks fatter without the glasses. This stuff is really going to my ego. What if someone just typed our phone number? 323-825-4990. Thank you. Jesus Christ. 30 minutes it takes to get anything done. And I know y'all do it to me to watch me melt down. I know you know it's not good for my heart. I know you know that. You fucking cucks.
Got your internet working again? Well, that's just wonderful. Hey, if you kept your home at 88 degrees on the nose, your internet would always work. Save money by not using air conditioning. Little bit of swamp ass never hurt anybody. Ain't that right, Cool Cat? Do I have to sue someone named OVO? Cool Cat, is there an imposter using my intellectual properties? Emphasis on the intellectual part. Way to go. Yay.
Wow. Flat Cat Jessica, too high to wear your glasses? Hit the like button. I almost need sunglasses. I really almost do. Ace $10, a lot of pores in the chat. I can't even with this guy. We don't deal with mentally ill poor people here, Ace. Take it somewhere else. Mike Sexton, $2 super sticker. Okay. How do you dye your eyebrows? Can you imagine what an insane world that would be to spend time on? Hello.
Hi, can you talk about sucking black guys' dicks?
Please? Yeah, you want to start at the base. Nice. A lot of time they get ashy, and you're going to want to clean that up with your tongue. And you don't have to be afraid of when black people are ashy. It's natural. It's part of their skin. It is a layer of, you know, more dry, dead dermis. But as you work your way towards the tip, if you're doing it right, it's going to get more and more moist. It's going to get juicier and juicier. And sooner or later, especially if he's laying down, and I assume it's a he, you know, I don't want to get involved in pronoun politics, but if you're laying down and you've been working that base really well, the juices from the tip are going to start coming down that, you know, chocolate volcano. And you're going to be able to start blending those with your own saliva and really start hitting the back of that throat and working it. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I'm all excited.
Anything else I can
keep going.
Well, I mean, after he busts in the back of your mouth, you know, you're going to want to go go reset your jaw.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're probably going to want to make him a sandwich or he's going to get angry. And you'll get that other eye blackened. And then you're going to want to come back. You know, these guys, these black bulls, if you're treating them right, They got an appetite, and they're going to want to go every 15, 28 minutes, you know.
How would you lick those balls?
I'm not, you know, for me, I'm not really a ball licker. I like to just shove them in the whole mouth and yin-yang them around, if that makes sense.
Oh, I love the way you handle black cock.
Yeah. That's how I do it.
Yeah.
Are you almost there?
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
All right. Well, you know, after I do the ball, usually, and the balls, I, you know, are more complicated, and I like to do it with some finesse. I like to lay down on the bed. You're standing. Yeah. I hold my throat back. You lift your dick up. Drop the balls into my mouth. Let me work, you know, dip down every once in a while and use your taint to cover my nose, make me think I can't breathe, give me a little heart attack, a little panic.
Yeah, and that butthole.
The butthole, don't even get me started. Yeah. I got 11 problems and 10 fingers ain't one, you know what I'm saying? So I'll get in there with the tongue, digit. I'm dropping toes. Okay, we do have another caller, so I'm going to let this one go, but this has been really fun. Hi, you're on with the Onion Program.
Wow, this is great. Thanks. Hey, Patrick, you're one that really likes to introduce and point out the tension between Bob and Kevin, and I think you're great on the show. And Bob has said more lately that if you don't want me here, just let me know. And I wonder if he's just a little tired of doing so many shows, and now that the pool's open, he wouldn't mind not having to do Kevin's show. But I think he would miss the money because he probably makes as much off Kevin than he does in the 10 shows he does for Shuley.
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea how much anybody makes off anything. I really don't know.
He makes a grand a week off Kevin.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but let's not act like Shuley doesn't get live list. Look, I don't know. My opinion, I was thinking this during the show when I'm not allowed to talk, that Bob is the magic to the whole equation. Because, like, all the Bob shows, Kevin's not wrong. The shows without Bob on the Shuley Network don't kill. But the ones with
suck.
Bob, like the
BS
show.
You mispronounce suck.
The BS show gets 1,000 viewers now. They do. And I'm not like Kevin. I don't think they're buying viewers. What is
without
anybody
Bob, that network collapses. But let me say about the BS show, because I watched it to see what they say about MLC. It's not a funny show. You won't laugh often. It has just become that they are consistent at that time, and his fans tune in. But Shirley's not a funny person almost ever. Once in a while, he's not likable. He's unlikable. He's slimy. He's a snake. But without Bob, that show is absolutely nothing, and that channel stinks. And I don't know if you caught Uncle Rico last night. The big thing was they had two of John's mods on, and Bob Levy, super honest. At the end of it, he said, well, that was a win for John. And they're like, what do you mean? What do you mean? He goes, they had nothing. And they did have nothing. But Shirley would never admit that. Morse would never. But Bob Levy, he's honest. He was like, yeah, that was a freaking flop. It was a disaster.
Well,
but,
why,
you know, you're good on the show.
Trying to crawl out of this world, because like it does suck you in, and eventually you don't even realize when your own stuff goes stale. But I agree. Bob's a star of that network. Bob, it wouldn't even shock me if Bob gets more than Shirley.
He should. And I want to say something. If Bob left MLC, it would be the best thing that happened to that show in a long time. Not because he's not good, but just because what would become after. Kevin's had hosts like Lenny where there was real tension and really didn't like each other and real hatred, and you didn't invite him to his wedding and whatnot. Kevin's show's always been great. It's still good with Kevin. It was good with Chad. It was really good with Chad, but he'll always manage to put a good formula together. It may take him a couple weeks to figure it out, but he doesn't need Bob Levy. Bob Levy doesn't need him. Shirley absolutely needs Bob Levy. That's why he's turning to dunces like Chad Zumok. He's going to give Chad Zumok a show, who is an absolute zero. I like Chad. He was good on MLC. But as a host of his own show, he's horrible. It's unwatchable. He's not funny, clever, quick, witty. He's nothing. He's an absolute zero.
Yeah, I don't understand.
In the podcast world,
I don't understand the everybody's ability to completely let Chad crawl back into their lives. Like, I don't like it.
It's embarrassing.
Look, and again, I don't talk to Shirley about what he does with his network. It's none of my business. But you know, Chad and Ray waste so much time, and you don't need them to make fun of their content. You don't need Chad to make fun of, and unless it's true that they need the money, I don't know. People are like, well, Ray brings in a lot of money and eyeballs. It's like, does he?
No, he doesn't. And I want to just say one last thing. There's no way you should ever get involved with Shirley. I just stumbled upon your show. I don't know where or how, but I started watching. I was like, oh, this is actually truly funny at times with people I never even heard of that you cover. You do a good show. You do not need to get involved with Shirley. To me, that will just stain your brand. And I think you're really good on MLC, though. I hope you keep going on. But I guess you won't eventually, because he's kind of toxic to some people. But I think he's the best, most interesting, consistent podcast.
I don't take it personally. I don't think, you know, I never have thought we were like real friends. I understand what the show is. I understand what Kevin does. So I don't really like lose sleep when he calls me names, or like, I get it. I know what the show is.
Yeah. And I side with Kevin on the call. I thought Carl sounded like a true cunt yesterday on his show, bitching for an hour about Kevin. But then I realized he's just doing it for content.
Well, that's what, right. That's what we're doing. That is what we're doing. It's,
yeah,
at the end of the day, people are like, really, why are you talking about Ray every day? It's like, cause that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and but he really did sound like a little bit of a bitch when I listened to it. I'm sorry. And he said,
I know,
you
but
know, you're
so
in my world
Kevin.
Now, Kevin.
I know, but so did Kevin.
Well,
and
if
you think Kevin's not, wasn't jealous, like, Kevin's like, I don't care about money. I don't care about money. It's like, bitch, all you care about is money.
Listen, I think the other point is, I think Carl's jealous that Kevin got him first. That's where I think the real strife comes in from.
That
Carl
too. That's probably true,
I think
it's all true.
Freaking Kevin blew the freaking lid off him. And now when Carl does it, he got $1,100 in super chats. That's not a great day for the first interview with Stuttering John. I would have thought he would have freaking crushed it, but it's boring shit. I like Stuttering John, but he's not that interesting anymore. Now that he's back in the world, it's like, okay, you're going to keep making fun of him. I mean, it's frankly, it's getting pretty boring. And Carl's let that develop his whole show now, and it used to be a really listenable podcast, and now it fucking sucks, and it's kind of depressing because it was one of my more likable ones. But now it's just, he wants to get to the John. It's, everybody's covered it three times before
all right,
he got.
All right, all right, all right. We're going to let you go. Thank you. I appreciate it. We get it. We get it. We get it. At some point, you know, again, you know, it's possible for. Oh, hello. Hello.
Patrick, how's it going, man?
Good.
Hey, so here's the thing. All these other guys want to bitch about Stuttering John and Shuley. I'm trying to get some real answers here. If you were ever to be on Naked and Afraid, what's the one item you would bring?
What are you allowed to bring? I'm not that familiar with it. What are you allowed to bring?
I think you can pretty much bring anything. One item, though.
A phone charger.
But you wouldn't have a phone.
I never really thought about it like that.
And another thing, too, is if there was some crowdfunded barbecue contest and it was you pitted against Josh Denny, who do you think would win?
Hold on. If it was a what?
Crowdfunded, you pitch it to like A&E or a network that needs content, a barbecue contest against podcasters, and you were up against the likes of like Josh Denny. I mean, even throw in a Ray DeVito and all those guys. Who do you think would win?
Like in a cooking contest?
Yeah, a barbecue contest. I mean, like, hey, here's
Ray DeVito can't make a McDonald's cheeseburger. I bet he can't eat one without choking. So Ray's not in a contest. Let's not waste our time. If we're lucky, right. we'll let him stir the sauce. Right. Josh Denny, I've never seen cook anything. So
I mean, the guy's the Food Network superstar.
Yeah, he didn't cook. All right, well, this is dumb. Anything else? Any other brain busters from the galley?
What's up, bitch? Are you scared of this pussy? Your cocks better work better than your piece of shit internet provider or else, Ema Bounce Ho. I'm sure your dick don't work, so you better get on your knees and suck this lake-flavored puss, you fucking homo.
April's being a bitch.
Shit in my cunt and fuck me until we make spicy chocolate pudding. Then Fatso can eat the pudding. Fuck me, Chadrick. Right in my rot pocket.
Holy shit. If a woman calls her pussy her rot pocket. Oof. Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Patrick. Citizen I just had a question about Joe. No, this is not Citizen M. Sorry. My voice is too deep.
Yeah, sorry.
I had a question about Joey C.
Yo, can I ask this motherfucker? Arr.
What? So I missed most of MLC today. I'm sorry. I'm just not because I have a job. But so Joe, where do you stand with Joey C now? He's completely off the list. You'll never talk about him or have him on the show.
Talk about him. I talk about him all the time. He's the bane of my existence. Talking about my unfaithful wife and her dressings.
Yeah. I think he's a great character, Joey C. I like his voice. I think he's exciting. I like that he doesn't catch on to anything. He still throws the, you know, your wife in your face. It's
fucking sick. And he, you know, for a guy that doesn't want people talking about his daughter, he won't leave my wife alone.
I know. I'm sorry about your wife and Rick, but
thank you, man. Thank you. That means a lot.
Very terrible. I love you, Patrick.
Thank you. I want to say, too, before we read this David Chandler super chat, I have a secret to reveal. I have a secret to reveal. David Chandler, $50, says, I just wanted to say, second, thank you for setting up the shirts and give them away, Melton. Of course, you realize now you're an accomplice in my evil plan. I want to announce this. I'm matching David Chandler's 10 shirts. The code is reactivated. If you use the code first class right now at MLC Merch, you have to be buying something else. But if you add a David Chandler shirt to your cart and use code first class, it will work again. 10 more free shirts from me. I'm matching Chandler's donations. So now I bought you a Chandler shirt. How do you take that for a mind fuck? And that's not a bit. The code is reactivated for 10 more shirts. Enjoy. You fucking MLC dorks. So yes, David Chandler, very, very generous. Thank you very much. And now 20 people will be walking around with free David Chandler shirts. And more people are more likely to know who David Chandler is than Ray DeVito, which is hilarious. If you think about it. Oh, and then Deadpool even said nice. Thanks with another $50. Thank you. Wow. Nice. Nice. I gotta hear Rot Pocket again.
Shit in my cunt and fuck me until we make spicy chocolate pudding. Then Fatso can eat the pudding. Fuck me, Chadrick. Right in my Rot Pocket.
Rot Pocket is rough. What else, Ape?
After being at the lake all day, my feminine illustrations are dripping scrimpy. So I go to Rick's and let him and the fry cooks cover me in the ranch. I'll say hi to your wife while I'm there. Scrimp.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, and the shirts are already going. And then we'll probably take those out. You know, those are limited edition item till we get another David Chandler prank to play on somebody. Okay. Is Joey C live? Somebody said Joey C was live. He better not be. Let me tell you something, Joey C. You keep my wife's name out of your mouth. Let me tell Joey C something. If I don't hear you talk about my wife for the next 24 hours, it's fine. But, and hear me out on this. If I hear you say one word about my fucking wife, then tomorrow you're going to be sorry. You won't believe what I have in store for you. You're going to regret the day you messed with the melt. They call me the melt. Hello.
By the way, this is Jake. By the way, Jim Stansel is just trying to get popularity talking shit about you. By the way, the grass is greener on the other side. By the way,
you only had three planned, huh? Everybody thinks they're so great at improv until you have to do a 4-hour show every morning. Then it's like, where's my parade? Hit the like button. Mike Sexton's in charge of the like button today. I don't know who he is, but he has a job now. And unless we hit 200 likes, we ban Mike Sexton from the channel forever. Okay, was that creepy enough for everybody to live through? Hello, you're on with The Onion.
Hello, Patrick. By the way, that wasn't me. This is me, by the way.
What?
That's all I have to say. But it's Jake Hudson, by the way. That wasn't me that called, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you, Patrick. You son of a bitch. I fucking hate NLO. NLO's the best ever.
Oh, God. 20 gifted memberships from David Chandler. Thank you so much. Well, again, it almost has to be a fake Chandler. By the way, we got really close to 1,000 memberships. We had 980. Does anybody remember? It was like 983 or something. I put it on the Discord, but 20 gifted memberships, that should be enough for Everybody, hello.
Hey, by the way, I got this thing called hemorrhoids, and the other day, they told me to put my finger in my hemorrhoids, I still farm.
That's not bad. That was not a bad one, actually. Pretty close.
I'm watching, Patrick. I just put the food on my kid's table, and now I've retreated to my room alone. I turn on the show, and right as my wife unlocks the door to enter, she hears me listening to you talk about, sucking black dick. What the fuck, Patrick? I'm not a piazza honey. I might blow David Chandler, though.
People are messaging me. The MLCmerch.com, the code is first class, all one word. As long as you buy any other item, you get a free David Chandler shirt. Just add the David Chandler shirt to your cart. Promo code first class. That's the last time I'll say it. They'll be gone. So get one now and put it in your rot pocket.
Shit in my cunt and fuck me until we make spicy chocolate pudding. Then Fatso can eat the pudding. Fuck me, Chadrick. Right in my rot pocket.
Anyway, like I was saying, as long as I don't hear from Joey C, you know, anything about my wife for the next 24 hours, we're cool. But you won't believe what I'll do to you if you mess with me, and I'm the man now. Hello,
by the way.
Okay, we can't. It's the same bit over and over. We get it. Go on the Shuli Network if you like that kind of stuff. They're into Ray. So mad at Shuli. So mad at producer Joe and Shuli. Chad? Are they really giving Chad a show or is that a troll? If you're giving Chad a show, that's wild. That's wild. What is everything just temporary hate? It's not real. Everything's just, you know, fine. Mike Sexton, surely you meant to say citizen him. Nope, Mike Sexton. 91 more likes or Mike Sexton gets completely eradicated from our existence. American Cupcake, man, that last Jake was pretty good, huh? Oh, is that American Cupcake? I used to like American. I used to like Cupcake. Fuck. That should be a clip for you, American Cupcake, by the way. And you know I'm right. How many times did stupid Ray make that joke the other day? And what's Ray doing? You know, like how many times, every other chat that Ray gets is like, Ray's so delusional. Ray's not grounded in reality. It's all making fun of him. And don't get me wrong, there's plenty of chats making fun of me. But you got to look at proportions. There's not a lot of super chats coming in, you know, maybe 1 in 10, saying I'm delusional and not based in reality. And of course, we all aren't to some degree. Hi, you're on with the Onions.
By the way.
No, we're not doing it. What you really want to do is wait until everybody proclaims the bit completely dead. And then just go, oh, but I bet I could beat it one more time. Harder than anybody. I'm the hardest beatenest guy in town. And holy shit, just for Deadpool, I'm going to get higher than I ever imagined, everybody. Can you imagine? Can you imagine getting higher than this? Come on, do it with me, everybody.
Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day.
Now who's dead, fool? Fucking Ray DeVito.
I love everybody. I wish everybody well.
I told you don't come if you don't like coughs. And before you're like, get a cough button, you are idiots. I have one. I have it right here. Okay? So it doesn't work. It's never worked. I don't know why I waste my money with it. Spark it up. Fire it up. Spark it up. Great, great stuff, everybody. Great, great stuff. What should we talk about? What should we watch? Does anybody have any other thoughts for me? Let's go to the chat. American cupcake. Maybe a non-standard Woody would satisfy Miss... Okay, don't talk about what would satisfy Mrs. Melton. It's nobody's business. It's no one's business what would satisfy my wife, what wouldn't satisfy my wife. Are they really giving Chad a show? Hi, you're on with the Onion Town.
Pat, it's Al.
Al?
Al.
Oh, Pacino. Yeah, sorry. Okay, he put me on hold. Nobody puts me on hold. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Nobody puts Patrick on a pedestal. Okay. If you don't like it, you can check out my rock pocket.
Shit in my cunt and fuck me until we make spicy chocolate pudding. Then Fatso can eat the pudding. Fuck me, Chadrick. Right in my rot pocket.
Disgusting. I also owe a giant apology while we got a big audience watching to Misery Loves Clips, who I think is probably not a great person, but who is? Why would you say that about me? I don't know. I threw it in just to be funny because that'll make it funnier. He is a bad guy, though. I get like a bodies vibe. I'm not even a guy. What are you talking about? I'm sorry. I don't know. I make a lot of stuff up. No, but he pointed out that Drunk on Cringe was, I said Drunk on Cringe had the best like thumbnails and clips, and he pointed out that Drunk on Cringe only does AI cheap shots. And then I also said that his merch was nice, but then I went over and looked at his merch ever since Ray's moving all his merch to the shop. And by the way, you're not. You think Producer Joe's going to make you graphics to go on screen that say, head over to Drunk on Cringe for your merch? He ain't. Do you think that they're not just going to overlay graphics to tell everybody to go to the ShulyNetworkShop.com? They are. So you will have merch at the Shuly Network Shop. Whether or not you don't want money from it is your own business, but so retarded. And, you go look at all that Drunk on Cringe merch. Wow, you really zoom in? It is all AI merch. It is all AI merch. And as much as everybody wants to criticize the designs and stuff, I don't take that personally because I don't do all the designs for the stores. People, I'm just helping, some people get set up with platforms. And every once in a while, I'll design a shirt. Like the Raytard shirt I designed, that's an easy shirt. It's literally like a font, a gradient. Designing a shirt is a little grandiose, actually, for the process. But it is the best-selling shirt. But, I don't know how I don't even know how the money gets divvied up. At the end of the month, I'll give Shuly a report. How much of what sold, how much money you get. Here's your money. Here's your report. Do with it what you will. Seven-fingered AR is the best. Seven-fingered AI art is the best. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, Drunk on Cringe is dumb. Let him design all the stuff for Ray and give all the money to him. And by the way, we all know what it's about. We all know it's about making fun of your milk habit. We all know it's about me making fun of you. It isn't about Ray. We all know it's a personal attack on Humblebrag. Humblebrag! Milk Boy. Drunk on Cringe. Somebody made a video making fun of you, which is, by the way, all you
help
do.
Help me, Patrick. Help me, Patrick. It is awful. Zamora has Tuki. If her demands are not met within 24 hours, she says she will shove her whole arm up Tuki's ass.
Crazy. Remember, Zamora's the demon that threatened to take my life in 7 days. We are on day 6. That means tomorrow it should all end for me. Tomorrow should be the day that the curse takes me away. What are you drinking, Patrick? I'm not. Oh, yeah, and I did want to plug Tuki Soup, by the way. Go watch Tuki Soup. Although there was nobody likes onions section. So I was a little upset that we didn't get clowned on. Drunk on Cringe has an NLO shirt. Yeah. I saw it. It was a good one. We'll talk about it on the show tomorrow. Imagine taking 5 days and then that's your swing. And for all the people from MLC who are not familiar with what's going on, the Drunk on Cringe guy that the nutty German that was on MLC a couple times, guzzling double gulps of whole milk and being cringe as fuck. We watched him on a Ray show simping on that dirty Dalish girl about coming to Germany. And then we put out a video making fun of him and he lost his mind on Twitter with like 15 tweets calling me fat boy and just losing his shit. Again, a guy who makes videos about people for a living lost his fucking mind. Deleted all the tweets later and now is making NLO shirts. And I think the NLO stands for Nobody Likes Obesity. It's a banger, dog. It's a banger. And it, again, 5 days after you were saving up that beautiful, beautiful NWO parody. And again, a parody shirt, which is AI art and parody. God damn. Go on more shows. Humblebrag. Humblebrag. I'm drinking milk. I'm going to make a shirt about you. It's going to be fucking hilarious. You're going to fucking laugh when you see it, Melton. It is fucking awful. It says NLO instead of NWO. It's like a parody shirt. And underneath it says nobody likes obesity because you're fat. Because you're fat. We get the joke. We get the joke. You don't get to have a meltdown, delete it all on Twitter, and then 6 days later, swing back with that weak shirt and act like you're leaning into it. Act like you're yes-anding the bit. No. It'd be like if Ray said he was pulling his shirt Friday, Shuli had a meltdown on Twitter Saturday, and then Shuli on Monday put a Shuli-tard shirt in the store and pretended to be cool with the meltdown. Like, none of that. That doesn't play. You actually had a meltdown. We all saw it. There's a video on my channel. There's a video on my channel called Binging on Cringing. The Drunk on Cringe Meltdown. Go watch it. You're going to want to watch the whole thing. It's one mashed together. Great video. He hates it. He hates it. He's swinging back every way he knows how, and he don't know how. Humblebrag. Humblebragging. So it's really, really funny to watch. And by the way, as much as he wants to act like now it doesn't bother him and now he's okay with it, or he's yes-anding it, or he's leaning into it, go on another show. We'll be looking for you on your next episode of Ray. We'll be looking for you on your next episode of MLC. And he'll never have milk again. He says it's not milk, but watch, he'll never have... You know, people, you know when it bugs them when they change it. We made fun of Ty Rivera's Glade plug-in in an outlet. It never was in that outlet again after we made fun of it. And why? Who cares? Probably smells nice. Why change it when we point it out? And, you know, and by the way, it's one thing to go like, you're right, that Glade plug-in shouldn't be in my shot. That looks stupid. Let me get it out of the way. Because nobody cares if you have a Glade plug-in. People, they sell by the millions. It's that you pretend like it doesn't bother you, and then you won't, you know, you won't acknowledge it. Uh-oh, hello.
12 hours, bitch boy. You better count them. Humble brag.
12 hours from now is 4 a.m. That's the start of the show tomorrow. 12 hours from now is the start of tomorrow's program. And she's also making humble brag jokes. And by the way, the I can't even show you the image of this woman. It's a demon face. Oh, God, she's drinking milk now and has milk dripping from her face. So this is clearly AI shit. Anyway, he's so upset. Now he's making merch about me and stuff. It's insane. No, I don't even mind him, actually. It doesn't bother me at all. I've just thought about it for 5 days. And then I put out some merch that anyone else could have whipped up and done in a matter of hours. But, you know, it took me forever because I'm talentless and I'm used to editing AI. So creating something on my own was a bit difficult. I had to do some analysis, to search around, I had to find things. Why isn't the Onion sign fixed? I can't afford to fix it. I'm out of adhesive. Our budget is way overdrawn. I just gave away 10 shirts. You know? How about a little break?
Patrick, despite our rivalry, I tell you I hate demons more than I dislike you right there. So I'm going to invoke a prayer against evil in your name. Crux sacra sit mihi look. Nandreko sit mihi dux. Veda retro satan. Woo. Not so what, Mihivana, sut malakoi libas ha, ipse venena viva venena.
Joseph said, Christ, I'll fix it. Well, it's July 31st. And at the end of the show today, all these signs come down. And we start the month fresh. Nobody on the wall. Nobody on the wall. Except Sam Adams. Who never was on the wall earns a spot. And actually, the wooden wall is going to be unavailable. The wooden wall is going to be unavailable for everybody for the entire month of August. Because if Joey C keeps running his mouth, the wooden wall's for Joey C. The wood pallet wall will be for Joey C. And I don't think he like what he gonna see in that spot. And it looks like Jared is here still. You know, how much can a guy talk about killing himself? Sam Adams said, I'm actually drunk on cringe. I plan on literally killing Melton with kindness. You know, I would actually believe that if your first instinct wasn't to run onto the Twitter, or the X, as it is now called, and spurg out egregiously over several hours you were boiling, sitting there, thinking about me, milling it over in your mind, wondering, why is Fat Boy picking on me? Why is this man cow going on and on and on about me?
This fat motherfucker, he cannot pick on me. I am drunk on cringe. I am the one who tells people who has a cringe, and I get drunk on them. I make the clips. I do the AI art. I put it all together. I created a brand. My channel just got monetized. That accent went wonky as fuck there. I'm not good at the accents. I just have fun doing them. Where in the fuck does this fat fuck get off? And in case you are wondering, Mr. Fat Fuck, where is all this anger coming from? I love that, like, all of his tweets, they're deleted now. Again, but go back and watch my show, Binging on Cringing, special video we put out. It's a great way to get somebody into the show. It's a great first video to show somebody to get in the show. Like, watch what happens when he just pulls a thread. Because that's what happened. Somebody in the chat just said Drunk on Cringe needs to be taken down, and we started talking about him. And hours later, he lost his mind, and the world that has opened up. I mean, he went on about how hot his ex-girlfriends are and how much of a loser I am. He told me I could never put food on my family's table. He told me, you have never even earned a dime in this business. You have never even earned a dime. You've been doing this forever, you fat fuck. You are struggling to put food on your family's table? It's like, what? Just making up all this stuff and then going, and your stupid wife, she is so ugly. And my ex-girlfriends are way more attractive than anything you could ever imagine. Meanwhile, it's like, we watched you jerk off under the table talking to a cam girl. We all watched it. We watched you literally spill your milk. Make white and drink it at the same time. You know what I mean? Real.
The wingman and my Tookie Roll tag team, your lady, last weekend at the Flamingo. How does Tookie's white taste, Hermano?
How does Tookie's white taste, Hermano? Could you dress up as Drunk on Cringe tomorrow, please? I do have Lederhosen.
What is the big deal? I could never drink so much milk, though. What would I drink instead of milk? What was his comeback? It's like, it was coconut liqueur. It was not milk. It was coconut liqueur.
It's like, what? That's not better. That's actually more gay. I'm sorry, coconut liqueur? Detroit, you also did great this morning. What are you talking about? What? I don't even know what this is about. I wasn't on this morning. Oh, God, you know... How do you fucking understand any of these chats? Detroit burning both KB and Melton. Oh, am I being stream sniped or something? I don't know what's going on. Am I the out of it? Oh, God. Whoosh. Yeah, I'm not watching the chat at all. Sorry. You're goddamn right, whoosh. I woke up at like 9 to 2 missed calls from Kevin Brennan at like 6 a.m. Get even higher because you both had technical problems. Yeah, I was so mad too. Fuck. It's the worst case scenario, and I got to remember now to like, I don't touch coffee until I make sure everything's working. Cause it's that thing where I woke up, it's Monday, so I get up early, I get up at 2:15. Show's at 4. Final run through, gonna watch, you know, Ray's show from last night or have a coffee, get breakfast. I've learned to give myself more time before the show because I wake up and I'm better. And I go straight to my coffee and start drinking coffee, and then I sit down on my laptop and I turn the TV on and YouTube won't load, and then I go to my laptop and page not found. I was opening up the tip system to see if Moody had done any of the things we've been talking about. And it wouldn't load, and I was about to yell at Moody for crashing the system, doing all the awesome upgrades. And then I realized the whole internet was out, and I checked Cox, and Cox said it would come back at 4:45 a.m., which is 45 minutes late, which is like, okay, but, you know, Cox's MO was to say it'll be back on at 4:45, and then at 4:48, they updated to say 5:52, and then at 5:30, they updated to say 9 a.m., and before you know it, I've jizzed in my hand 30 times and got nowhere to wipe it. So when they updated it the first time, I just went, all right, I'm going back to bed. I'll try later. And then I got to wait around for Mel C. The guy in the Discord this morning was almost funny. I don't even remember it. Oh, yeah, he was sending me a Seinfeld meme. I mean, you can't, you know, talk about opening yourself up to everybody, but you got to deal with everybody's level of whatever. It's like there's some guy this morning in the Discord. He had like, check your DMs. And I went and checked my DMs, and there's no DMs. And I'm like, and he was, oh, he's yelling at me. He's like, you're a fucking idiot. Check your DMs, dummy. So I do, and there's nothing. And then he goes, oh, maybe I, hold on, I sent it to the wrong onion. And it's like, what? And then he just posted this meme, what he was trying to send me. And it was a Seinfeld meme going, what's the deal with black people? They're not black and they're not people. And then I was like, what do I do with this? He's like, it's funny. So like, you know, there is a group of people out there who would send that. RIP total BS. Are they dead? Somebody said they quit last week because somebody made fun of their wife. Oh boy.
Melton, he's German. Of course he polished off to hotter women than you. Watch out or he will stick it in your Auschwitz. Bob, go wash your balls.
Mm-hmm. Bob, go wash your balls. Holy shit. All right, who should we... Oh, I heard Casey Armstrong was live. Someone said... Should I get drunk? Should I cry? Should I force feed myself someone's scrotum? We actually do eat scrotum here? It's not that weird when you think about it. Scrotum is actually very healthy for you. Every man has one. It's delicious. You can do so much with it in a kitchen. Tuttle is live. Oh, boy. But KC's live, right? With Stuttering John. Oh, boy, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, and Xavier. It's all X-Men because my kids named them all after X-Men.
Okay. All right.
Well, KC, I love you. Thank you
so much. Love you, too, buddy. Glad we talked.
So apparently if you say anything bad about Stuttering John's trans kid, he'll get really upset. So we could do that for fun. I could make like a really fun thing you could clip and send to him.
That again, okay? No, I'm sorry about that.
It's completely fine.
Because I don't want to hurt... Case, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I love you.
You can't.
Oh, boy.
And unless you say that you don't like me, that's all.
Well, Well, I do like you, and I'm happy that we had this time together just to spread a smile or two.
He thinks he's really musical.
One more time with me and you. I'll see you, Case.
Love you, Johnny.
It's a guy who can't play keyboard and a guy who thinks he can play guitar and sing. It's quite a duo.
All right, guys, I'm going to read your super chats right now. You guys have been awesome. I'm sorry I haven't been looking at the...
Imagine having such a low IQ that you announce when you're about to begin reading. Okay, guys, reading time. Welcome to the program. You know what time it is. It's that old time where I walk over here and weed. So we're going to go straight to your super chats and start weeding now. Who likes to weed with me? Come on, everybody.
I'm not good
reading
at being mad at people or taking sides, because I know that, hey, I feel this way. Well, I guess that person feels that way. So
yes, we all feel like you're retarded.
I guess I'm gonna have to split this one in half.
Split this one in half.
Know, usually it just
like you did with that boy in Alaska.
Understand what you're saying. I feel this way, and most of the time we'll have to.
I love all these guys that refuse to sit up when they do a show. They just lean back. Who needs to sit up when you do a show? Money'll just come to me. Why try?
You know, I don't like when people
onions
accuse me of something and they don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
He said one of those things that he said, and that's
okay. Your mom hates you.
I was there.
You ruined my veranda for your studio, Kathy. His name's Kathy. The K is for Kathy.
Excuse me. I felt like you weren't listening to me in a certain way, and I felt hurt. That's something that those aren't facts. Those are how people feel. And if
love you're a
person, and if you're a fair person, you listen to them.
I'm a fair person. I like corn dogs and funnel cakes.
And why they feel that way, but that person who's telling you they felt that way, that's real to them. Maybe not you, but it's
still
real
to me, goddammit.
So I'm such a homo. So I'm going to go with you guys, and let's hear what you guys had to say here. Oh, I love Grizzly Adams because he did not have a beard. Thanks, Casey, for doing this. I won't ask you for anything ever again. Love both of you guys. Let the bromance commence. Grizzly, you never asked me for anything. You're always awesome and supportive when you come on here.
You're so supportive. I love you on my program. You're pretty cool. Things are pretty cool.
Okay.
My name is
Casey. Oh, we got Grizzly Adams back.
Oh, we got Grizzly Adams again. Okay, so another Grizzly Adams.
Casey posts with gay photographs with a German homo gay photographs. He pulled his pants down, gay photographs. Casey posed for gay photographs.
What the fuck?
He's a homo.
Yeah, holy shit.
Sorry.
Ha! Gay!
It's a great song by Richard Christie. Nicey nice. All right. Let's go. Rich Goldman. Stuttering John.
Sounds
the
like
worst
a
kind of human
being.
You know this, Casey. Rich, that's not a nice thing to say.
That's not a nice thing to say.
You know, Rich, I know you got your opinion there, buddy. But you've never been golfing with Stuttering John.
Yeah, he makes up better songs than Stuttering John.
He's a good guy. And it's a different story, Rich. You know,
Stuttering John has that. Does he have two gay kids or one? Does he have one trans kid and one gay kid? Ugh. Disgusting. How many trans kids? How many trans kids does he have? Gross. Gross. One and a half? Two? Oh, God. Oh, God. one of your kids is trans, Stuttering John? Gross. And you talk to them still? Holy shit. Gross. If you even try to show a picture of those fucking disaster abominations you call children on your stream, we'll have your whole channel flagged. Go. I'm getting sick thinking about it. You didn't put a bullet right through. Okay, we gotta stop before we get too crazy. But people will clip that and he will lose his mind. He was vomiting talking about my children. Oh, you think it's so funny, Fatty Patty? Yes. Yes, I do. Which is it? You acknowledge that I think it's funny or you don't? Hold on. Is this the fat guy? Wow, that's making me hungry. I turned on MLC today and all I got was a rerun of The View. Thanks for trying to be the voice of reason, Mr. Melton. Look, I love Kevin Brennan. I know today I'll lose some people because I was pushing back against him, but I do think he's not being fair. Look, Carl's a weasel. Carl's a troll. Carl's a liar. I get it. Carl lies about me all the time. I'm not mad at him. You're allowed to try to start shit. Or maybe people really don't know what the fuck they're talking about, but that's all the more reason to like, but then I'd be out of business, right? Because all I do is talk shit. I'm sorry, Casey. What? We got to go back. Jason Bentley, I'm glad you got your shirts. I turned on MLC today and all I got was a rerun of the... I like Kevin. I don't want to fight with him, but I'm not going to like make up a different reality. He clearly... I think Carl said it, buyer's remorse. He does have a little bit of, he's mad Carl didn't have to spend the same money that he had to spend. There's some sort of professional rivalry. I don't know what it is because he has it with Carl and he has it with Shuley and then it becomes a personal rivalry. So yeah, I don't really know where or what to make of it myself.
Okay. Long Island. I don't know what that was. Sorry, guys. Oh, God.
Why is he constantly putting on his glasses, taking off his glasses?
I'm sorry, guys. Whee! I'll tell you a couple after I do these super chats.
Yeah, trans people are gay as fuck, Doug.
That I didn't get to, that you never heard before.
Abnormal and gay. Speaking of a baconator, am I right? Hubba hubba.
This is a energy stick.
Okay. That's what she said.
Oh, it's a suit. It just says super sticker.
I don't have my that's what she said meme. God damn it.
Someone needs to tell me what that is.
Somebody get me a that's
what
she
said. Oh, it's
Klaus.
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 John.
Klaus.
Casey. Had Miss Howard Stern.
Rita You're far G, too attractive Tamarie, for this double verse. Humblebrag.
And Benny Loco. Go.
You're far too attractive for this double verse.
I had a tin of skull here, too.
You are far too attractive for this double verse.
Skull.
Humblebragging. Nice humblebragging.
Rita G, actually. I never.
Been with a woman. Say it.
Rita G was in my DVD.
Rita G, that's a good song, right? Rita G was in my DVD.
Newport Beach, and we lived right on the water. It was beautiful.
Justin Campbell.
And in the morning, Rita G goes out.
Rita Lee G.
To the front.
Rita G.
Jogging. Rita G. Rollerblading and stuff like that. And me and my girlfriend were sleeping, and then we kind of pop our head up and we see she's out there topless because she had the world's most perfect breasts.
I've got the world breasts, on no a implants. String.
And I believe it.
Sitting on.
She's out there with those knockers. My neighbors are out. She's just I don't know.
Because I feel like straight guys don't talk about women like that today. So my girlfriend's like, oh. Only like gay guys trying to cover. So she's out there with those knockers. Holy shit. Holy shit. She's out there with those knockers? Then what happened? Did you jizz? Did you jizz all over her big yam bags?
You paid John $200 for this? Get a refund, Casey. Well,
now John's doing shows for $200. Woo. Soon we'll be able to get him for a pack of Sonic tater tots.
You both on.
That's a joke. Stuttering John will never be on this program. We don't entertain retards. Just like Ray. Trying to have a mental conversation with Ray is like, you know, entering a competition to arm wrestle a quadriplegic girl midget. I don't even know how to make you look good doing it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know how to gracefully lose. And that's a perfect analogy. You weren't on this morning and I almost died, said Disgracie. If somebody could mail me a photo, this is nothing to do with the wall. Wink, wink, wink. So high I have to do both eyes. Sorry.
Smoke weed every day.
Just a photo of Joey C's how do you say it? Gracefully. Dead daughter! If somebody could send me a picture of that in my email. That'd be great.
So, it's no joke. I wish everyone going through any of that stuff.
Oh, God.
I wish my Lord and Savior to come and help you, because that's who you need. Klaus! John once out-trained the Navy SEALs.
Your Lord and Savior had you kneeling down in your own apartment, slipping your own wrists over ripping out pages of the Bible to make Chipotle burritos in them with your own skin. I don't think you should be telling people about your Lord and Savior. Savior? What about the rest of us?
Will, Jason, anybody access to a computer?
Lord and Savior, the rest of us have to deal with you. Spare me the rod.
John, please stop screaming all the time. You don't make your points more cognate.
Cognate.
Some of us have headphones. Some of us have headphones on in it. Literally.
Wait till he gets that clip about his dumb
good
trans
point.
Daughter.
Your sunflower.
Son.
You're very pretty.
About your stupid okay. They.
Brian. Brian Clowder. You both were writers. Now shut up.
Fuck your stupid they. That's going to be a shirt. Fuck your stupid they. That's a shirt.
The mayor here. What color were you on Lotus Notes, John? Hashtag
I know Zen's producer would buy one.
I don't think he had a color.
We get it. You're right.
Green was Fred. I'm not saying that John didn't contribute because he did.
What did I see Zenhauser on the other day that made me like him? Was it MLC or was it? That Howard
saw. He wasn't lying.
He's not a bad.
But. What I thought.
I don't know if he's funny. I wasn't. Not that I was laughing. I just didn't hate him.
Me. Because the job wasn't done when you left. The job still went.
Reminds me of like an older, thinner me.
You go on Lotus Notes.
In appearance. You know, he didn't have the hat.
Jackie. If Howard had written, like, say, I had written, hey, you know, we have
today, Junior.
And here's a couple intros. And sometimes Howard say, "Okay, good, final copy." But most of the time,
and then one time Howard said to me,
and that's and
one time Howard said,
"I said."
No, and then Howard goes, and one time Howard said, and then Howard said to me. But a writer in my book,
because I worked every night after I got done with a 12-hour day.
Laid from a man.
I went home and you know, I did more of my job. John is talented enough to do it. But in a way, I don't blame him because he wasn't getting anything extra for doing it. But he could have. But Fred and Jackie, that was it was understood. That was their job. They didn't go to bed without checking in on Lotus Notes. And if there was something that Howard asked for, they were writing
it. Then Howard has a show on Shuly Network. Gas Digital has him as a guest a lot, too.
Howard might get to it at 4 in the morning, right before he came in. And it better be printed out. And starting in the process of being produced.
Bacon is proof pork should be in. Exactly, Colt. So, you know, Colt, name, Colt and I may not agree on everything, but I think we get along fine at a barbecue.
Swapped.
None of us would look at the other's plate and go, "You eat that? You put that in your butt?"
I want
to. Of course I do. Of course I do.
I'm going to try, guys. John.
Fatty Patty, why do you eat so much? It's like, cause it's good. Cause it's good.
Can you come on one more time?
Like, why do you eat? Oh, to live, for sustenance, for energy. Idiot. Eat.
I forgot. It will be 30 seconds.
He's one of those guys who can't type and talk. I'm surprised he's not eating his tongue like Ray.
All right, we'll see. I wanted to know that, Klaus. Great job. Thanks for saying that, because that was one of the hugest things. John heard you swapped with Zapin and his wife. I saw that on the internet, and I had to ask.
Whoa!
Thank you, Klaus. Great question.
Anybody who's wife swapping is gay.
Rusty, John is an open book. Best fiction book ever. Sorry, Rusty. I read that. I kind of butchered it. Rusty Merz, John is an open book, best fiction book ever. Rusty, you sure you're not a writer? Nah, you're funny, dude. All right, let's go. We got Harrison Love. Like my art or get... Oh, dear.
Raped.
Oh, Harrison, I can't say that.
This guy's
like
nuts.
My art or get ravaged. How about that? I don't know what that
is. Somebody pull that clip for me of him just a minute ago where he went, "You're a funny guy." That would be a great meme of him. Whatever the time is now. I don't know. Figure it out. It's 4:35. If we can pull that.
Stop. Yep.
You're a funny guy. That's a funny meme.
I guess that was probably for both of us. Sorry, bud. But I like it. Okay, let's go over here.
That Harrison Love guy has been trying to do shit on our Discord. I don't even know what's going on. There's so many threads of drama. You know, I can barely keep up with the ones Ian Hawke's involved in.
Well, I don't think I cried because of the trolls.
You never cry because
I do tend
of
to
trolls.
Cry.
You never drive around
for reasons I don't know. It just happens. So that offended you. I'm sorry.
You never hang out.
It was real.
Trust any moles.
Leo Gunn. Good to see two
classic
Stern
fish.
Guys back together again. I'm a listener from the early K Rock days up until Audie left on Sirius. Go!
Oh, boy.
Thanks, Leo. You're a good dude. Claus. Casey is a bit of stand-up.
Patrick, have you heard back from Donkey Lips? No, but you're not going to believe why. I haven't even sent him the tape. That's on me. You won't even believe how fucking insane last weekend fucked my life. Not this past weekend, the one before that. With everything getting erased. So that's on me. And mostly because I don't want to rush it. I want to write him a letter that like introduces myself and like really is kind of like from the heart and not be gay. And it just isn't a priority. It's just not a priority. Donkey Lips will get his tape back. I got it. And as a matter of fact, I'm hoping to do that Wednesday. But that's the deal with that. And that's on me. But, you know, I'll fix the sign and go to the post office. Flat Cat Jessica's losing her mind. She's losing her mind. But, you know, you're not the dad around here. Come on.
He said he didn't know that.
No, that's on me. He has dropping a guy around here.
How does he not know that if he got some of them taken off? Look, I know everything about every STD under the sun.
Wow!
Because I was young once. I wasn't this old, horrible, shiny-headed fuck that you see.
Wow!
I went tanning.
He is gay, dog. He's as gay as Stuttering like, John's
you ever
mistakes.
See that Saturday Night Live skit with Martin Short, and he's the swimmer.
I bet every time Stuttering John calls his kids, he just sighs. He's like, "I can't believe my cum is so broken." Just kidding. We all know it's a choice.
If SJ made money from podcasting, he would stay. Hi, Uncle Reekins. I'm over here now. Where are you? Over here? I'm over here now. Oh, great. John's back. Awesome. John, thank you so much. This will take 2 seconds. One thing I didn't... Johnny, are you with me, buddy?
John's got a blanket over his lap like an old lady in a nursing home.
Who?
2-1 the Rays, but Jake Bowers hit a home run. How's it going? By the way, Herman's not pitching.
Oh, who's pitching then?
What an old idiot. How are you in this empty house with no furniture? It's always echoing.
John, one thing. Thank you so much for coming back. So nice. One of the people, because I'm going through all the super chats now.
Yeah.
Someone wrote, and I always wanted to know, somebody put up on the internet a while ago that you were talking, and it was an excerpt of your book, I think. It was.
Would you like to suck on a prick?
Some chicanery or some nonsense that went on with Howard, his wife, and...
We need to try VDO Ninja out today. Maybe Moody... Is Moody around?
If you don't, I'll just let you go.
They said that it was something with Howard and which wife.
You were reading...
Howard and which wife.
And Howard, Beth, and then...
Imagine fucking Stuttering John. You gotta stop moving. You're moving around too many muches.
Susanna...
Howard wanted to talk about it, and
Are we saying something might have happened?
I'm saying that Howard said, John...
Will each person who joins show up as an audio source as well? That'll be awesome.
I said, no, out of respect for my wife, don't do that.
Because that way we can start letting fans on here and really make the show like a hangout Discord. You know, imagine if we let Ian Hawke on here getting sauced live.
Nothing
happened.
What?
Nothing happened.
No.
Hello.
No.
With some screwing around.
Let's just say.
Okay, that's all I needed. That's all I needed.
His mother and my children, and it wasn't anything that crazy, but he wanted to talk about it. But I didn't want him.
So John lives with his mom? I don't understand. Or does he have a house in both California and he just bought one in Florida? Chad's doing a show, I guess, in Cape Coral, which, again, a one-nighter in Cape Coral. Oof. He really is poor. But, you know, Chad's going like, I dare Carl or Stuttering John to come out to my show. It's like, John's in California. John's never in Florida. And Carl doesn't live in Florida. You know, he bought a summer home there that I guess he, or who knows what it is? Who knows if it's a timeshare? Who even knows? So then they won't come, and Chad will be like, I knew they wouldn't come, pussies. It's like nobody's there. You're the only one who makes proclamations that they're going to go out of state for big events and then has to cancel and eat their own fucking shit. Everything you announce you're going to do, you have to eat your own shit. Where's the studio, Chad? Where's the new show idea? Where's the show with Opie? Where's the new football show? Where's any of it ever? Fucking idiots. Still winter home. You don't buy summer homes in Florida.
You guys decipher what he said.
Correct.
John Spittle. Let's see.
But again, Chad driving down to Cape Coral for a one-nighter. Ugh.
Long.
Again, once a month he has a gig and he's like, I'm doing it.
Baby Blues. Great show.
We're doing it. We're doing it. We're working it. We're killing it.
Great show, guys. Well, that's awesome. Hey, thanks, Long Island Sisters. You guys are awesome, and thank you for that super chat. Nicey nice.
We're baking
it. Oh, it's Miss Sunflower Dragon. So nice, Casey. I find all the negativity so draining. John can be reactionary and vindictive. He also operates from an insecure place, I think. Yes, Sunflower, I was telling him that. But you know why? It's because he cares about people. I know I'll get shit for that. I don't give a fuck. I know the guy. I mean, he does care about people. He's a lot different than some of these people that you see on here that just want to hurt people.
Hold on. Know? What did Chad do today?
He says hurtful things. Yes. Okay. He has. Just from what you're saying, because.
You were saying Chad got $17 in super chats today?
And
aside from Chandler?
Probably the same way.
Chandler's a weird animal. He likes everybody. Might not. Even me. That's wild to me still. What a nice man, or idiot, or puppet master, or dying victim.
John thinks that he's...
Who really knows? I don't even want to know. Do you know? But are we going to meet David Chandler? I don't want to meet David Chandler. I might wear a mask.
He's good at that. Okay.
That's over my eyes.
Oh, Sunflower.
I might not go.
Sunflower.
Like Chad.
Warren Zevon live a couple of months before his death. And his hair looked perfect.
Yeah, I forgot. Was Chad sniping me today? Is it still up? Wait.
Okay, go that way.
Oh, God.
It's the best I can do. Wait.
Tony Mazur is...
What if I do it with one?
There's a reason. And there's a reason. And Tony Mazur's around. And there's a reason. And Chad do knock down, and there's a reason. You won't believe what I found. It's a record. 22 credit cards round.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand.
Them on him.
Walking through the streets of Soho in the rain.
And there's a reason. No one trusts him at all. It's Chad Zumok. He's 5'6" tall.
Big dish of beef chow mein.
What is happening?
Sunflower Dragon. In
he
in
wants London. To learn Werewolves in London by Warren Zevon so bad.
And everyone knows it.
Whee!
Whee! Werewolves of London.
Imagine being 50 years old and yelling "wee," unironically. Whee!
We almost went 2 hours.
Yeah, Mazur and Stancil are the same guy, I'm convinced.
Great song. About to go. So the funniest thing that I've heard, the funniest thing I heard was on one of the comments, I was just screwing around as soon as I got on, and the guy goes, hey, that piano solo in the beginning was fire. Yeah. OJ in the house. Everybody, do me a favor and
suck on these.
Hit
neeps and tatties.
Subscribe and like button.
What just happened?
Oh, it's Siobhan.
What is happening?
Have some beef.
I mean, what's wrong with everyone that no one will call this out? Really? Can everyone, will anyone stand up with me and go, these are mentally ill men? We going to sit here and pretend like Bob Levy and Casey Armstrong are comparable guys? You guys all want to sit around and argue whether or not, you know, who? Ray DeVito is the same as Shuley? One's on Earth. Like him or not, find him funny or not, one is on the planet we are all bound to by physics and logic. Even if it's a simulation, can we all run on the same dot point whatever build of whatever we're doing? These aren't guys. These aren't people. He's 50. Minimum. Levy and Casey are in the same bucket, says Colty. I mean, they're just not. They're just not. I wouldn't trust Casey to watch my yard. There's more fucking brain cells firing in the grass, which is fake, by the way. Then his brain, these aren't guys. How many times are you willing to argue with Ray DeVito about whatever it is? More, I guess. More. I'll keep laughing at him, but I'm not on the merry-go-round with him anymore. I shall never talk to Ray DeVito about anything ever again. I don't need to. Keith in the Girls Studio is dope. He's a better joke writer than everyone. We got it. We know, Ray. You know an intern at NPR. You know a production assistant at Fallon. It's really going to happen tomorrow. You betcha tomorrow. You're only a ray away. I bet Fallon and Kimmel, they'll call ya. I betcha you're only delusional. What? Hey, young intern. Hey, young production assistant. Hey, scrappy young what the fuck nobody never. Know any up-and-coming 50-year-old brain-damaged dicks from Ohio who want to come in and eat Werther's Original and flavored popcorn in a green room for $400 in 4.5 minutes? Do they have a cruise agent? Because that's crucial over here at Kimberly Fallon's new show. What fucking world are you on? Cruise ships? I can't be associated with that shirt. You are. And now you're even more associated with it. Boy, did the Wikipedia page just quadruple for the history of this shirt. Before it was, some of Ray's fans dubbed themselves the Raytart. And there was one time a shirt in the Shuley Network's merch store with a Raytards baseball team type logo. End of story. And now, Ray couldn't wrap his tiny brain around even pronouncing the word tards and proceeded to make it an entire week's worth of content for 19 shows while he kept spurging out and 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 saying the same thing over and over and over and over again. We get it. I just can't be associated with that shirt. We know. You are. Now what? No, I just can't be associated with it. You are. Yeah, but I just can't be associated with that shirt. You are. If they don't remove that shirt by 12 noon tomorrow, I'm leaving the network. I didn't know you were Canadian. The shirt stay up. Are you leaving the network, Ray? No, I just wish my employer had my back. You don't have an employer. And by the way, if you did, fuck your cruise gigs, dog. Nobody's buying shirts. Nobody's making money off shirts.
I'm a guy, sniped you today, but took it down. Not up for members only. I will post it to my respective Patreon later. I'm a guy, smoke more merch boy, get the giggles, beta Pat. Hi, Ray.
I'm a guy. Beloved chatter, Casey and Ray shows are not a lot different than webcams facing gorilla enclosures. Look, now doing sounds on a keyboard, maybe he'll eat his scat later. Right. Right. Monkeys with Neuralink can do a better job at typing than Ray. Probably better at playing Pong and, you know, blindfolded dartboard. I'd wager maybe podcasting. You know, this guy can't figure it out. He just is delusional. He thinks he's like the only stand-up now or the only good stand-up. He keeps making stuff up about everybody else's stand-up. He's out of his gourd. Meanwhile, you know, bless Teamster Tim for letting this homeless man crash in his living room, drink his wine. Sounds like the goddamn beginning of All Along the Watchtower up in this biatch. Got him. Severely, though, got him. Palate cleanser? You goddamn right we can.
The bubble guts. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. Rockin' to the beat. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. Rockin' to the beat. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. Rockin' to the beat. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. The bubble guts. Rockin' to the beat.
Ooh. What happened? We've lost the whole system. The entire system has crashed. Sorry, I'm making another bong. My children are downstairs wanting dinner too, Kevin Brennan, but you don't see me leaving the show. Hit the like button. It's the end of the month. Empty your bank accounts. Give me the dollars. Let me suckle at the teat that is your super chats. I'm here for your amusement. We should be watching more and more and more and more. No, I don't know what we're doing. What are we doing? Does anybody know? Browser's funnier than, you know, come on. Oh, we're getting a call. Hello, you're on with the Onion Town.
Hey, Patrick, just wondering if you want to do a bong hit together.
Yeah, hold on, I'm packing mine now.
Oh, okay.
What kind of piece are you, what kind of piece are you working with, Daddy?
Ooh, about 11 inches in glass.
Yeah, I got about that. And then you got any cool features? You got any percolators or ice catches? No. You got an ice catch?
No whiz bang features here. Pretty old school. I hate weed culture too. I liked your screed on that the other day.
And then do you have a carb or is it like a pull the bowl?
It's a pull. Yeah, it's a pull the bowl scenario.
It's a real bong. It's not a little piece of shit.
Real as it gets. Yep. Pretty real.
All right. What are we dedicating this to?
Bubble Guts.
All right. We're dedicating this to Bubble Guts. What's your name?
This is Beloved Chatter.
It's Beloved Chatter. All right. This is for Beloved Chatter, who's also, you're coming to AC.
I am. Yeah.
So clearly you smoke weed. How are we going to smoke weed?
I got you. Don't worry. My room's a smoking room, and I'll be driving up, so we're good.
Oh, no. My Siri went nuts. All right. Let's do this. Let's go. Everybody on the count of three. One, two. Why did I take a big breath?
Hello. All right. I'll hang up now and listen.
Okay. Okay, we really...
If you pay me, I will come. I don't do anything for free.
If you pay me, I will come. I don't do anything for free. All right, we got to watch Tuttle. Now people are saying Tuttle. Oh, no, he's done. But he was live? All right, let's give his live thing a shot. I don't know. Maybe he's funnier than we thought. I just don't like all these people know this radio guy. You know? Oh, boy. Hello? You know, everybody wants to call him, but nobody wants to be a hero. They want to be a they-ro. They want to eat a gyro. They want to talk to a knee.
On the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved.
I don't
do not necessarily
know how
represent those
go,
of our sponsors.
We will see.
Yeah. It's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Who are you, Rob Saul, with this background? We get it. You're a tech guy.
I'm greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle in Florida.
So he was a Ron and Fez producer?
Yeah. Let's go. Nobody likes you, Tuttle. Let's go.
Today's a goddamn debate.
Is he yelling let's go at his own intro? It's your intro. You made it this long.
Edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Tuttle Daily Podcast, you're listening to the inaugural edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
34 views on this.
Get into everything a little bit.
It's like a Zumok joint.
What I've been up to, why I've not done the podcast. You know what?
Who joined? What did I miss? I
have the Google Voice open.
And Jesus. By the way, join up. I don't know what's happening right now. Did somebody give something?
407-270-3044. Once again, that's 407-270-3044. I really don't have any topics per se.
Hey, then you're doing it just like everybody else in this world. Hi, you're on with the Onion. Hello, the Onions.
Hi. So you just did a bong rip with Beloved Chatter?
Yeah.
You wanna get ready and do heroin at the same time?
What the fuck? I don't even have any spoons up here. I don't even have any. Who gifted memberships? What's happening? I don't understand what's occurring right now. Who gifted all these memberships? I'm so confused. I didn't get to thank anybody for all this wild stuff. Who are all these people? And where did they come from? Who is your father? And what is your daddy? And how is your mother? And who does he do? Hi, you're on the Onion Town program.
Hey, Onion Town, how's it going tonight? Looks like you're having a great time.
I'm okay, but someone's gifting memberships in secret, and I don't like it.
Yeah, I saw that. I couldn't see who it was on the chat, or else I would tell you. But what I wanted to say was I ordered one of your shirts, and I recently got it. Man, material, dude. That's some high-quality shit.
I mean, it's not. Everyone's losing their mind. It's just shirts.
Yeah, but it fits great. You know, like, I don't know, maybe it's just my body style, but it fits great.
All right. Well, that's what we aim for over here at Melton.merch.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, man.
I will say this. We've only had, hold on. Did all my other free shirts get picked up? One, two, three, four, five. I think there's more. I think there are still some David Chandler shirt coupons. So if you're mlcmerch.com and have at least one item in your cart aside from the David Chandler shirt to cover shipping, use the code FIRSTCLASS and you'll get a free shirt. I tried to match it and give away 10. Nobody wants my 10. They only want the ones Chandler bought. They don't want the ones I bought. Hello.
Hey, I saw you had Tuttle up, so I figured I'd tell you something really kind of crazy about him real quick.
Yeah, I know nothing about Tuttle.
So Tuttle was a producer for Ron and Fez. I'll be honest, I don't think he was on terribly long for them. Because I've only heard some of them with him. But anyways, he ended up getting a job as, like, the stunt boy that, like, Chad was down in Florida. It might have been for Bubba, actually. I can't remember. But Ron and Fez told him that they would consider bringing him on as a producer. And after they told him that, the next day, he flew his family up, his two kids and his wife, to a hotel in Manhattan. And he spent all of his money to get him there. So he basically left it up to Ron and Fez to, like, not fuck his family over. And he couldn't look him in the eye or anything, but he kept telling him, I'll be your producer. I'll be your producer. And Ron's going, like, why can't you look me in the eye? And he wouldn't answer the question. And then he would just be like, I'll take care of Fez. Or I'm sorry, what, the job wasn't to be a producer. It was to take care of Fez, because Fez was like a man child that couldn't take care of himself. So, yeah, that's Tuttle's a pretty wacky guy. That's really all I got for you. So I can hear you being quiet. I'm going to dump out here.
Oh, wow. All right. Thank you. Whoa. Whoa. I can't even. Hello, you're on the Onions.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can I order some wings with some red sauce? And can I order some, please? I need some 100 wings with some red sauce.
Who is this?
This is Rich, right? This is Rich Wings. This is Rich Wings, and I want to order some red sauce with wings.
Who is this?
I'm a customer. I'm trying to buy some wings.
That's not fucking funny.
Everything that guy just says, bullshit.
I wasn't even masturbating back then, guys.
Well, this has got to be rewound now. What's happening? Can we have anything operate around here with aplomb? Now we're getting another one of these jerk faces. Hello. Mean stuff.
I can take care of my mom, which she's doing well. Staying busy with it. Do I have much of a social life? Not really.
Have you brought your friends over to see your cool foam room? Oh, wait, that's all fake. I'm sorry. What is that behind you? The grill of a computer? The grill of a computer. Wow, Sam B just ruined it again. You think he has it? And then...
Social life is limited to...
Just resets the clock, you know? These poor people. Every time. They don't realize Spaghetti Tooth John, all these people who stand up for Sam B, just reset the clock. In my mind. It has to go away, and then I have to think of it on my own. So if anybody reminds me of Sam B, it resets the clock. Sam B actually has to never post, because if I see his name... it's over for that little kumquat. You know, you want to be nice to him because it's the baby from Dinosaurs, but it's not the baby from Dinosaurs. Who's going to call in the next Spider Alomar? What's that? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I love when you do Steel Toe. I hate Aaron. Keep on doing stuff. Bye.
Okay. Some of this stuff could have gone in a edible arrangement. I should have chocolate covered pineapple to eat while I listen to some of this feedback. I tell you what. I gotta get to the part where he says something about jerking off or coming. That was Aaron's dad. Jesus, the Spurg level is off the chart. I mean, can you imagine? I'm thinking about wearing my Kevlar to AC. I may not even appear except for in like a little glass proof bubble house like the Pope. They wheel me out to the poker table. I play two hands unceremoniously. I push all in, lose it all, head back up to my room and just order whatever the closest thing is to tater tots they have on the menu. You know, last time Bubba and his crew talked about Tuttle, he was living in a trailer park 20 miles outside of Tampa. Patrick Melton with his parents. Come on. We never lived in a trailer. Some of our friends did. No need for Kevlar. No bullet can penetrate you, Patrick. I mean, whatever, you're so mad about me that you want to hurt me. We can talk about it. Unless you're Ray. If you're Ray and you approach within a 5 foot any direction, I'm going to roundhouse you. And I can do it. Believe it or not, this is just a fat suit. I'm very fit. I'm not. But, you know, I'm fat strong. I'm not real strong, but I'm fat strong. And I'm very limber. You'd be surprised, actually, how, like, I can kick over my head and stuff. And I'm 6'5", so that's quite a bit. I've been told by several women it's quite a bit. Hello.
Hey, can you tell the story about your grandma putting stuff on layaway at Kmart again? All right, bye.
That wasn't my grandma. That was my stepmom. That was my sister's mom. Let us see the roundhouse right now. You're a wall. The Tuttle Guts. You guys would love my friend Kool-Aid and his song Squeezed. You watching Kool-Aid? Alex Ansel, you guys know him? He performed at a show completely naked, and he is rotund. Bunnies and ice cream. Tuttle gets it. All right. Hello?
Hi, Melton. I put that first phone call, not going to lie. But I just really wanted to ask you, who do you think is the bigger fuck-up, Aaron or fucking Ray?
I mean, Aaron's like, I don't know. Aaron's, I don't know.
Neither do I. Okay, bye.
Ray's got a mental disability. Aaron doesn't. Other than like narcissism, megalomania. I think Aaron's probably very bad to women. If I had to guess, Aaron is very, very controlling and bad to women. And he's used to getting his way with people like that. And that's why he loses his mind. I used to be like that about my show. I used to lose my mind when something would happen on the show that I didn't like or couldn't plan. Or, I mean, in the early years, fuck. I would get in big fights with my co-hosts about that stuff. They hated it. Hello.
Hey, what up, G?
Yeah.
It's Mega G.
Yeah, we know. Let's go.
All right, you got to pick one. Who are you going to box in AC? Imholt or Addicted to Profit? And who do you think you'd be favored against?
Oh, my God. He's such a good interviewer. Hold on. Imholt or who? I don't know.
Addicted to Profits.
First of all,
three-round fight.
Is he allowed in the country?
Nah, I haven't checked into that yet.
Well, look, I think Imholt, I could probably take Aaron Imholt. So clip that. Aaron Imholt is
a little size on him.
Aaron Imholt is a Gumby-like soft man. Addicted to Profits is the kind of guy who has splintered frames around his cabinets that aren't there. So, you know, he's got rough hands. He's got that Bahamian, calloused skin. He's gathering firewood. He's got a weathered, catcher's mitt like face from the Bahamian breeze from his top down Miata. So that's the way you got to look at it. I think Addicted to Profits is unhinged maniac who's...
Well, what's your conditioning like, G?
Awful.
Ah, shit.
I mean, I'm not boxing anybody except Ray. I'll knock Ray the fuck out if he comes near me.
Well, Ski Mask already called Ray. He's beating his ass.
Well, I might help. I might team up with Ski Mask and help hold him or something, you know? Because Ray's lanky.
Dude, Ray has no alliances left, bro.
Ray's lanky. Stevie Lou's his bodyguard, right?
Nah, I don't think he's loyal.
Either way, we'll give Stevie Lou some free drugs. He'll be on our side. And Ski Mask and I are
on an island.
Ski Mask and I are going to hold Ray down and shit in his tongue and put a Raytard shirt on him and beat his ass.
Holy shit, bro. That's going to be epic. I can't wait, dude. It'll be dank.
Yeah, he's going to be dead when I finish with him. He better not Holy even show. Shit, he better not even show.
I might not show now.
No, you're fine. He can't show.
Shit.
Could I borrow?
I can't wait, bro.
Could I borrow a watch to wear at the event? I have nothing.
Yeah, I can buy. I can get you like an IWC or something to wear.
I'm just kidding. I'll get a Casio. You remember that Casio one that did the remote control of TVs?
Yeah, and the calculator one.
Yeah, but the remote control one, that was cool. All right, anyway, yeah, that's his Mega G Dr. Chow. This interview,
yes,
this
sir. Press,
this press conference is over. We get it. No, see, that's, look, you know, that's a normal guy. That's a normal guy. He can be normal. You know, we do need to ban his other name. I'm kidding. Ray can't do whatever the fuck that just was. I don't know what trick that was Chow just pulled, but Ray can't do that. And believe me, I know it's a trick that these megalomaniacs pull to be likable and get everybody on their side. But I'll tell you what, I'm on to you. We don't like you. We know your scams. I won't eat out of your hand. Unless it's got nougat. Then I will. Then I will eat out of his hand. What are you talking about, Patrick? I'm high. Patrick acts so annoyed. I'm not annoyed. That was fun. That was fun. Can I borrow a watch? Actually, you know, at the poker table, that's probably like a good psychological trick to wear a really nice watch. At the poker table, Dr. Chow, do you play poker? We're not going to ban your other name. Do you play poker? Because that would actually be fun. Let's take all these men with all their voices. We meet up in Atlantic City, drunk on cringe is coming. We are sitting down at the poker table. Me, Dr. Chow. MLC. He plays poke him. Holy shit. Got him. Something got on me there. You got to play poker. Beloved chatter, do you play poker? Hold on. UFC 292 is August 19th. Everyone will be riled. I do think there's got to be a fight. Someone's going to get in a fight for sure. For sure. How do you not get in a fight? There's so much tension. I don't know. Ski Mask alone seems like a wild card. That's why I want to help him beat up Ray. Get that guy on my side. He seems like a psychopath. He's laying down and calling into the show from a work truck. I don't want none of that. I don't want any part of anybody with a work truck. You hear me, Colt C? I'm sorry, you have a work truck? My dick just went inside of itself. I'll be over here with the other not real men. You know, I want an electric car. You've got a work truck, is it? Are you going to lay pipe in there? It's going to scratch the paint. Imagine Patrick beating up Ray. First of all, nobody's going to have to imagine it. You're going to see it. It's going to be on full display. Ray won't come. Ray will not be coming. And I guess Bob's not even getting a room. What's going on? Hello.
Hello, Patrick.
How dare you?
How are you this evening?
I'm fine.
I have a serious question for you. Friday night, I was in the store and I bought an article of clothing, and I'm not sure how to talk to people when they come up and ask me about it. Can you help? I bought a hat that says your catchphrase. I'm having a brain fart right now, but are you okay, right? That's the slogan I bought. What do you say when people come up and say no?
Get well soon.
Okay, that's perfect. Smoke a bong soon. That's what I'll tell them.
Do I need to make a hat that says "Are you okay" on the front, and then when I flip it around, it says "Get well soon"?
Yeah, I think you should. I love that hat. I show it to my wife, and she's like, "You need one of those." I don't even wear hats, but I'm gonna wear it in public because
I do. We gotta start asking people, "Are you okay?"
Yeah, and then when they come up, I always get the freaks to come talk to me anyway. So now I'm just advertising, right?
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right. Later, buddy.
Tell your wife I said hi, and spend time and cherish her, because you never know when she'll make off with the owner of a quick service restaurant. Opening a new location in an Enterprise soon. Again with this, hello?
Hi, is this Patrick Melton, the No Onions guy?
Yeah, is this Butch?
I heard you just made a statement. You said that the dip went inside. What'd you mean by that?
I don't know. It does it every few seconds.
Well, I thought maybe it's because you didn't have a dick, but I was wondering if you pay me for my dick. You know what I'm saying?
How long do I get to use it for?
I'll give you an hour for $100.
How big of a feller are you?
I got 13 inches. You better believe that shit. I'm all man there, buddy.
You're all man?
I'm all man. I got me a big old cock all for you for $100.
I'll think about it. Can I have one night to think it over with my partner? Okay, can we get back to Tuttle? He was going to do something with his little peen.
Probably about once a month, maybe two if I'm lucky, I'll go to Tampa and hang out with Colton. I was just there a couple of weeks.
Imagine having a friend named Colton.
Weeks ago, I see my friend Addie over in Tampa, and that's not a slang word of me going out there and trying to score drugs or anything. Jack Mayhoff, Tuttle, remember the time you tried to bust a nut on Bubba's show? Yeah, that was pretty embarrassing. But that was also back when I was on a lot of drugs. I was on a lot of mood stabilizing drugs. I wasn't even masturbating back then, guys.
Jesus. Oh, is it cold? Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Yeah, I didn't mean. No. Colt is cool. Colt is cool. Ace, who are you looking forward most to meeting in Atlantic City? I don't know who's coming. We got to start a... How do you... I'm not up with all the latest tools. How do we start some sort of talk group that everybody can join, like web-based? I don't know. It'd be cool to hang out with Bob and Kevin. Bob and I are going to do a show on Friday night, probably early evening, maybe like 6-ish. I guess MLC will be on. But then Bob said he's not getting a room. I don't know what the fuck. Imagine an AC group chat. Yeah, that's the problem, right? Like, ugh. I think everyone's going to Melton's room because he's the only one that has a room out of him, KB, and Bob. I mean, no. Nobody come to my room.
Unless you have weed, you're allowed in my room.
Also, I need a picture of that dead daughter. Just one more call for a picture of that dead daughter. Keep your fucking mouth shut, Joey C. You see what happens. You'll see what happens. You sack a sum of a bitch. You sum a sack of a bitch. But yeah, how do you know who's coming? Nobody knows who's coming. I have a feeling no one's coming. I don't know any fans that are going. Beloved Chatter. Everybody I know is thinking about it. Spaghetti Tooth John mentioned thinking about it. Ian Hawk mentioned thinking about it. Everybody's not coming. So it's like Stevie Lou, Ray. Hold on, what's happening? Steel Toe Prize Night. You can't stop any of us. Holy shit. That's fucked up. I'd be surprised if 10 people show up. I mean, who's going? No one's going to this. It's going to be, it might be really sad. People in the New York metro area will show up. Nobody's flying in for a non-event. I want to come too, but I can't be around too many poors. I mean, Ace, you're the poorest guy here. What is that, $15 for you tonight? Sam Adams overpaid me more than that before the show. Who didn't even have to, like, really. Man, if I was super chatting and I got charged back, I'd probably never even. I'd just change my old chat name and move. But I'm poor. I actually don't have money and have a ton of debt. So I actually need the help. Flimsy Greenberg, I'll be there Thursday through Sunday with rosin carts and shrooms. Hit me up. Imagine doing shrooms. Holy shit. That's fucking banana boat crazy. Redbird says, I'm going. I'm sure that Kafer guy will go. He seems local. Stancil is confirmed. That'll be a treat. I've always wanted to meet a little wiry man. What are rosin carts? I'm pretty sure he means resin. What did Ga say? Oh, shit. Imagine mentioning thinking about something. She's good, that guy. Oh, fuck. I would go, but I'm sick of New Jersey. That's the thing, is like, I don't care. I don't really play a lot of poker here at home, so I'll go play if Kevin's going to play. And I'm serious. Like, I'll play poker 15 hours a day. I won't move. I don't give a fuck. What am I going to get? What am I supposed to do? I don't drink a ton. I'll go have a couple drinks, but, like, then I'll probably just play poker. And nobody wanted to do a show. Nobody wanted to have a podcast. Nobody wanna have no fun. Everybody wanna fight someone. I'll be at the poker table. Come find me if you think you're able. Gonna play poker. Yeah, gonna go play poker. Okay, that's a new song I made up. Hello, you're on an onion. Hello. Mm-hmm. Seems weird. Ace says, don't call me poor. This is the greatest. I mean, THC rosin, best of the best. I think you mean resin. What's happening, everybody?
Corey Adams says, I got you 11 million entries in the Steel Toe Price Show. I can't meet anybody who doesn't want to, like, you know. Is Dirty Dalish flying from California to AC? I'm willing to buy God a ticket there. I'm actually willing to buy any woman who listens to the program a bus ticket to Atlantic City. Anyone. And this is kind of a bit, but if any woman actually were to hit me up and be like, can you get me a bus ticket to Atlantic City? I'm doing it for the fun. You've got to film it and, like, keep in touch with us so we have a correspondent. We'll come up with a graphic called The Road to AC. Dun, 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 dun. So it started out as a creepy impression I was doing, but now that I think about it, we want a woman traveling on her own on a bus, and we want you filming yourself in danger every second of the trip. Once you're there, you're on your own. And we'll put you on a nice bus, too. I'm not an animal. And bus travel is nicer than plane travel. It's just longer, you know. So you got to ask yourself where you live. You coming from Chattanooga might be worth it. Might be worth it. You coming from, you know, Portland? You might want to splurge. It's when autistic people super chat too much. You are splurging right now. You're going to hate yourself in the morning. She has to pay for any connections, though. I didn't know we still had buses in this country. No, they're nice now. You got Wi-Fi. You get meals. They have coffee shops on board. They have movies. You get, you know, a blanket. You can jerk off on any customer in a lower tier class than you. It's changed quite a bit. Quite a bit. Do we get a bus with a bathroom? Yeah, of course. They're nice. Anyway, any woman who, I'm not even kidding now. I'm not even joking now. We'll pay for your bus ride to Atlantic City. Hotel you're on, you know, you got to find a nice, you know, your journey ends at the bus station. We can get you to the hotel, but you got to get your own hotel. And round trip. This is round trip. So we'll get you home. We'll get you home. I'll pay it. And you know what? Bus might be, by the way, wherever you live, flights are so cheap now. Wherever you live, flights may be cheaper than buses. And I might just buy a ticket. And then it becomes real creepy because now I'm just buying a woman a ticket. And that kind of fucks the whole bit. So I'm going to try to put you on that bus because we really want the 19 hours to 38 hours. Torture. Essentially torture. I was looking for a better word, but that's what we're going to go with. Will you also pay for the Brandon Network? No, just a woman. Whoa, home too? We get connecting room. Who? Will you also pay for the Brandon Network? Gonna need 2 weeks off work to take a bus that long. Yeah, I don't even know when you'd have to leave. Probably soon. I hope you're packed. Chrissy Mayer. Hold on. Venti Skyped. I don't even know what's happening anymore. Hello.
Hey. Was that Joey C trying to get you before on the phone? Was that him pranking you?
What was the prank? I don't even know.
I think he called twice. I'm not sure, but it's actually kind of pretty funny. I don't think it's his content so much. I think He's just not technically, what's the word I'm looking for? Technically savvy.
Yeah. Oh. Every time I think I have a friend, they leave me. DOC just outbid you. Oh, that's a good point. Oh, joke's on you, Melton. You're going to fly. Oh, let me guess. You're going to get a girl, put her on bus, send her zigzagging across the country, Greyhound stop to Greyhound stop, small town America, journey, whole journey takes 38 hours. Or, and hear me out, talking the jeans. I fly you straight here to Dusseldorf, which is what I call my mom's house. You hang out with me. We edit clips. We design some AI t-shirts together. We make fun of Melton. You will be so much hotter than his wife. We'll help Ray make his t-shirts. He sells them. It's going to be amazing. Don't even bother going to Atlantic City. Everyone's just going to be jizzing all over KB's legs. Humble brag. Humble bragging. Oh, dirty and Dalish. So what's the weirdest thing, you know, he was asking, like, day one questions of a guy who's never gotten pussy in his life. He's like, so you have to get this all the time. Why are guys, what's the weirdest thing, Min? How do I, his brain fried on one of them. He had to, like, just mumble for 7 seconds. What's the weirdest thing a man has ever asked to put into your pussy? You have to. Is it weird or do you like it? I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Oh, God. Get me a milk glass. Daddy's going to fill it. Daddy's going to fill the milk glass with Dalish goo. Toodaloo. A whisk? Oh, yeah, that was disgusting. All right, that's hell of a freeze frame for Tuttle. Let's finish this. At a minimum.
I wasn't even masturbating.
Whoa.
And, you know, a lot of, you know, the guys on the show, Dr. Dan, everybody, they made fun of me for saying that. And I just thought that I was being responsible and actually trying to pay attention to work. But that wasn't the case. It was the drugs. The drugs. Like, I had no, like, urge to even, like, masturbate.
You think I say like a lot. Holy shit. Holy shit, sketchy press. Like, I just deleted his life. I do not want to be the next drunk on cringe. He probably had real skeletons in the closet.
And that should have been a big warning sign before I got Baker acted and stuff.
Whoa.
But I'm off all those now. I'm still sober. I smoke weed.
Lee Presson hair.
I have microdosed a little bit. Not on a regular basis, but I got to tell you, it really has helped me out with my depression. I'm all over the place today. I know this is the first show back. And I'm going to try to do this as much as I can. But back to I'm really, really.
Don't.
Honestly, in a good spot financially. That's the thing about my life, people, is I just can't get both of those to meet up. My professional life and my personal life have never, ever really been that good at the same time.
I mean, what do you think all of what we're doing is? How do you think everyone else feels all the time?
It's like, you know, between everyone else treating Ray like he's not fully retarded. Sorry, KB. Can he say that? You can't say that. You can. You can. Ray DeVito is retarded. And boy, are John's children a mistake. Should have driven off a bridge while you had a chance. Ray's logic doesn't even make sense if he ran it through a logic filter. Like, forget that he lives in his own world and his decisions are wrong and his information is bad. Somebody said earlier, Carlos Danger went to Ray's head. I think you're so fucking right, and I never thought about it because Carlos Danger is a sweetheart. Carlos Danger's a nice guy, and I don't deserve his support. Or him being a fan of this show. Because I don't think I'm necessarily a good guy. But Carlos, I do believe, is. But holy shit, yeah, I think you built him up. And now he thinks, you know, just like anything with Ray, it takes 900 times to stick. And now it's stuck that I'm a draw. I'm providing something. I'm comedic talent. It's like we all heard the American cupcake thing. Jesus, you aren't. So, and I, by the way, I don't know what is Carlos like, just kind of like taking a step back. I haven't seen Carlos in our chat. I haven't seen Carlos on Ray's show. And I think maybe he recognized he had an unhealthy, he was too close, you know what I mean? And I think also he probably neglected his own podcasts. And he's been spending more time on that, maybe. I don't know. Bob wants him fired. I know it. Ray, that is. Carlos was over in MLC chat today. Yeah, like he retweets and stuff. So I know he's like around and not. But I don't know. Ray said Chewy takes half a super chat. Chewy said, no, he don't, Ray. And Ray is like, oh, sorry, I thought you did. Then shut the fuck up, Ray. Yeah, but he did the same thing with Bob about canceling this gig or whatever. And then he did the same thing with me about stealing his artwork. And he tried to pull that shit on me with Twitter on Twitter today. Where he's literally going like, we need to find out legally if he can do that and go after him. Melton stole that hot sauce zombie image and put it on a shirt. Melton stole that. He can't do that without my permission. And it's like, literally, I sent the text to Shuli. I'm like, he sent me the art and said for the store, for merch. Like, what do you get out of running around telling people I stole something? Like, Ray, these are actual crimes. Like, I have a business. I have a company. I have a real business. These are crimes you're accusing me of. Willy-nilly, because you're dumb and don't understand the difference. You're telling people that I put up a fake video. You're telling people that I stole. If it's fucking insane. Ray makes shit up. Yeah, I know, but enough of like saying, oh, well, he's got a brain injury. Fuck his brain injury. Turn off the stream. Turn off the stream. Get on disability. Go be a headlining comic. Tell us again how they added a show in Akron. It was their best weekend ever. Cool. Cool. What are you going to do with all that money? What are you going to do with all that money? When you count that $400 fucking, and people think we're joking, $400-$600 for four shows. I'm not kidding. $1,000 if he's dreaming.
Minus food. Sometimes minus hotel. Minus gas. Insurance. Car breaking down. Rent. For what? So you can wag your finger and tell people you might be on NPR one day? Get those shirts out of here? Ugh. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. It really is. And I don't wish bad for the guy. I really don't. But he's being hurtful to people now. He's lying about. So, like, I don't want anything to do. Same with Chad. Like, don't approach me. Don't. We're good. We're good. You're a fucking idiot. We're good. There's no reconciling with Chad. So when you say, like, Shuley's giving him a show and stuff, I'm bewildered, betwixt. Can we wish him bad, please? I mean, you don't have to with these people. This is the point. You don't need Ray on your network to laugh at Ray. Let Ray go on his own. You don't need Chad on your network to laugh at Chad. And by the way, how's it going to go? I'll tell you what I'm not doing, designing a bunch of merch for the Shuley store for Chad. And putting it all and going through the trouble of putting it all in there so that it can all fall apart in 3 months. Because Chad sucks and you know he sucks. But Drunk on Cringe will do it. And by the way, all these guys are idiots. Let them let Drunk on Cringe be the kitten chasing that ball of yarn. You know what I mean? Let Chad be messaging him nonstop. I will never, ever, ever. I didn't sign up for that. Chad wasn't on board at Shuley Network when I. So Chad is not included in that contract. Ugh. I'll have merch that makes fun of Chad. The chat gets none of. Save your bad wishes for genuinely terrible human beings like Chrissy and Frank. Jesus Christ. Let it go. Ray is Cox Internet. I've never heard a bigger slam in my life. The Ghoulie Network? Whoa. That's going to be brutal when it hits the papers. Isn't it sad we're going to be tearing down all these things on the wall? Chat dead as fuck. Yeah, it's getting, you know, it's like dinner time here on the. I got a pounding headache, to be honest with you. I turned on some show with Chrissy the other day, had 12K people watching. Oh, she finds the eyeballs, man. She's good at it. I don't even know how to, like, begin. That's why when Chad's always like, he wanted to get him on MLC, and it's like, I don't really. We could all find a really high-value eyeball target that's completely out of it. And get way more eyeballs if we wanted to. You know, you should be able to. I mean, it's a very easy, provably effective model. I don't even know who good targets are, though, because I don't really watch that much shit. But I'm for it. If they're really out of it. You know, like, God, imagine stumbling upon Stuttering John on your own. Holy shit. But it's like Crazy Joe. Who I don't know, might be back and worth it. I'm not sure. Can we watch you rip them down? Oh, yeah, we'll put it up at the end. If we reach our goal. If we don't do overtime. Light rain expected soon. Get out of town. I didn't sign up for no rain. So I only have 12 hours left, so I need to go spend some of that with my family.
And then we got a show back here at 12 a.m., which means, or sorry, at 4 a.m. And it's 6 p.m., so that's in 10 hours. And that means I got to wake up in 8 hours, which means I don't even know what that means anymore. But yeah. Yeah, I think we just gotta go. I think I just gotta go. I got too much. There's too much. Tomorrow's a new month. It's 2.5 weeks till Atlantic City. Where do we even? How do we even? You know. Get one last nut out. It means you gotta go to bed too. I'm so tired. Just keep it going, 24 hours. Oh, yeah, I'll announce that. We'll do the 24 hours on Monday. I've put no planning into it. If you're a comic, if you're local, you want to be a part of it in some way, you know, I might need around 12 hours in some motivation, especially if you want to, like, call in or be on for a couple hours remotely. We'd appreciate all your wishes and prayers, donations for dinners and treats and snacks and pranks. And 24 hours. Yeah, so I think we'll do it Monday. What day is that? What day is Monday? At 10 a.m. Well, it'll be the 7th, right? You don't need to do this. I do. Somebody paid for it. Red Bull and cocaine would help. You ain't kidding. The 7th, count me in. Yeah, so we're going to start at 10 a.m. West. 10 a.m. West. That's 1 p.m. East. And I guess I'll be on MLC during the 24 hours. But I'll be on my own stream the whole time. I don't know how that'll work. That'll be something we need to think about, because I can't get shit to work. 24 hours, you're going to need a lot of milk. The shirt better come off. That's brutal. You deaf don't need to do it. I mean, I might tap out. That's the fun, right? Can he do it? That's the fun of it. Can he do it? Also, there's kind of a recording limitation on YouTube, so we may need to start and stop several broadcasts over the 24 hours. So I'll have to think about that. I've done marathon shows a million times. I've never done one on YouTube. Butch Bradley, can I do it in person? Good night, Patrick. It's time for you to go to bed. I know that song. Good night, Patrick. It's time to go to bed. Okay. Can we call it a that? All right. So plan for that, you know. That's going to be something. That's going to be something. And yeah. All right. Tomorrow morning at 4, I'm going to try to make it not all about Ray, but how do you? Somebody sent me a show. They were like, you got to watch the first 30 minutes of this Ray show. You have to. So I'll give it a quick perusal tonight, but I also have a lot of stuff from yesterday that, or today, that didn't get got. And we'll try to start fresh. Sorry. Sorry. 78 voice chats coming in. Yeah, line them up. Line them up. And we'll get them. Where are the voice chats? Yeah, line them up. We'll get them. We'll get them. We'll get them. We'll get them. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. Hit the like button. Subscribe. Buy something from the store. Join the Overdose. NobodyLikesOnions.com/overdose. And thank you to everybody who super chatted and super thanked and super liked and memberships. Really helping our end of the month push over here at the Onions, which is unexpected and highly appreciated. Thank you so much. Bye.
I don't like the look of this.
Say what?
Like the look of it. I don't like the look of it. Listen to me.